Hi, it's Nancy from the library, and we're back to air the second year of the Page One Writing Contest. It's time to fill your ears with the works of our very creative community. Here's page one of 2023 Page One Writing Contest winner, World Ender. Monsters are things of storybooks. They're late-night campfire stories told after one too many bottles of whiskey. They're thought up to make children behave themselves and fear the shadows under their beds. Point is, they're not real. At least, not the way those stories mean. To me, monsters were people who had a screw or two loose and couldn't tell right from wrong. That's just how it was. I knew some priests who talked about them, though, monsters, except they called them demons. The spirit of the devil who would aim to lead you astray. I never thought much of them, sitting on their street corners, waving a Bible in their hands to yell at passersby. Maybe I should have listened more closely. 1. Tick. A swift wind gusted across the field, warm and heavy in summer air. Tick. Wesley bit his lip and squinted into the sight of his revolver. His gaze was focused on the bottle sitting a far distance away, glass gleaming in the sun that hovered around mid-afternoon. Tick, tick, tick. Ticking was all Wesley could hear. It was the sound of his wristwatch, unbearably loud. One hand chased after the other as minutes passed by, and for some reason, he still couldn't stop his hand shaking long enough to get a clear shot. Cursing, he holstered his revolver. 3 days ago, he could have shot the hat off a rider a mile away. Now he couldn't even make himself pull the trigger. The shattering sound of glass broke him out of his misery. Wesley rushed to look up and saw that his bottle was lying as a pile of scattered pieces among blades of grass. When he turned around, he saw Elias emerge from the trees, pistol smoking out the barrel. "You really have to get over yourself," Elias teased, though his tone was somber. "What would we do without your aim?" "Oh, you'd survive," he grumbled. Elias laughed, a sheer sound in the quiet country. There was a leaf stuck in his braided hair, a crisp yellow like the sun. "World Ender, you are," Wesley huffed. They stood there quietly for a moment before Elias put a gentle hand on his back. "Come on now, sun's getting low, and I bet you're hungry." True enough, Wesley's stomach growled in agreement, an ache stinging in his gut. Hollow. Wasn't much different from how he was feeling in his head, but he wasn't about to be that dramatic. "Yeah, all right." He turned to look at the bottle one last time, still broken into several shards. The last rays of evening shone through the glass, casting a green light onto pine needles, gleaming wickedly at him from its spot in the dirt. World Ender by Elena Cooper is one of the winners of the second annual Page One Writing Contest. To read the rest of the story, you'll have to ask them. Thanks to our sponsors, Maria's Bookshop, Friends of the Library, KDUR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. And thanks and praise to all who submitted their work this year. Keep reading and keep writing.